Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Today is your day. You got this. What's up, friends? This is episode 41 of Heezy Life, titled The Feels Are Reals. I gotta be honest, this past week has not been my best week. I've been stressed out, overwhelmed, unmotivated, and just out of sorts. Do you ever feel like that? I hate when this happens because I feel like I'm hypersensitive and things are just awkward and I just feel agitated. And maybe that's part of being a hormonal female, but I think we all get like this sometimes. And it sucks. Like, why can't we just wake up with the birds chirping and the sun shining and there's no aches or pains or grouchiness, just authentic joy for the day? Can that be real, please? Well, that is not real and not usually the case. We wake up and things just don't always work out. Sometimes we just don't feel good and don't feel right and don't feel ready for the day. I mean, we have so many feels. And it can be so difficult to find stability in what sometimes feels like a roller coaster of emotions. And I know not every day feels like this, but there are some days that just rock our boats. They tip us over and they make us feel like we're drowning. It's like, how do we deal with this? Colleen Hoover quotes, "We try so hard to hide everything we're feeling from those who probably need to know our true feelings the most. People try to bottle up their emotions as if it's somehow wrong to have a natural reaction to life." Yes, I so totally feel this. I wrote this podcast two times already, once about expectations and another time about how to have a great day. But they just didn't feel like they were reflecting what was really happening this past week. I mean, it just felt like not true. And what does feel very, very true is that I am struggling and it is hard to be a human. It's hard to deal with all of these emotions. And I wanted to bring you something that I felt like was authentic and true and was actually happening in my life. A real life Heezy moment. These are hard feelings and I want to be able to give you some type of advice that's actually helpful to help you live easy later and to help me live easy later. So one thing that I found that is particularly helpful is to let it out. Let it go. Not the song. I won't play it. Actually, I will play it. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. You're welcome. But let it out. Whatever is inside of you that makes you feel hurt or that makes you heal or wonder or whatever you feel, just let it out. Today, for me, my feels were just ugly. And when I let them out, I cried, I yelled, I shook my fist in the air, and I vented to my amazing husband who is my rock. But the most important and helpful thing I did was that I prayed. I prayed and I poured it all out and I left it in the hands of Christ my Savior who really can heal my feels. Guys, it is so important to let out your feels because oftentimes they are the source of our truth. Yes, they are fickle and they can change with the wind, but how we feel reflects what we value and what we truly desire in our hearts. It is okay to feel, and we don't have to label our feelings as good or bad. I think this often gets us in a tizzy because we attach these positive and negative connotations to feelings, and then we get more attached to them. For instance, I really used to struggle with attaching negative feelings towards sadness. I thought that if I was sad, that meant that something was wrong. That meant that something was bad. A lot of that stemmed from my history of depression. I was worried that feeling sad would spiral me into these self-harming behaviors that I worked so hard to move past. Isn't that interesting? That by resisting being sad, I actually gave it so much more power over my life. I gave it power because I was constantly thinking about it and trying to avoid it and suppress it. And what's even crazier is that by embracing it and accepting that sadness wasn't bad or good, it just was what it was, I actually reduced the amount of sadness that I felt. I focused on a feeling rather than thinking about a feeling. The problem with thinking about a feeling is that we often judge it. But if we feel a feeling, it gives us more perspective. Okay, I know that probably sounded crazy, so let's try this out and do an example of this. Stop for a moment, whatever you're doing. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. What are you feeling? Don't think about it. Get out of your head and into your body. How does that feeling feel? How does it feel in your arms, in your legs, in your neck? How about your heart? Is it light or heavy? Interesting, right? By being aware of how feelings feel, we are more able to move past them and change and adapt. We are able to have perspective. And sometimes that perspective is that it's okay to feel, because feelings are one of the greatest things that connect all humans. I wonder how you feel about feels. Don't be afraid to question what you feel and why. It's part of what makes us human. It's part of what makes us so awesome. I'll end with this quote by Greta Gerwig. You only get one life, so you might as well feel all the feelings. Feel all the feels, guys. Go out today and make awesomeness happen. I love you, and I am so proud of you, and great things await you today. Thank you so much for listening. If you want more daily inspirations, check out my Facebook page at Heezy Living and my Instagram at heezy.life. Have a great week, and keep it heezy, my friends.